Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The healer's in the house today. The mighty Holy Spirit is here, and He is the agent representing Jesus in this room. He is the healer. He is the comforter. He is the standby. He is the advocate. He is the ever-living Almighty God, and He's the healer in the house today. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You today for the wonders of Your love and goodness. We thank You today that 2,000 years ago, our sicknesses, our diseases, our poverty, our lack and pains and devastation were laid on our Savior Jesus. And we see from the great letter the great Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit wrote, saying, "He who knew no sin was made to be sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And we praise You for that this morning. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. In the name. In the name. In the name. That at the sound of that name, every knee must bow. Just the sound of it. Every knee must bow. Every tongue confess, including the devil's, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. And His presence is here today. You will receive your healing today. If you will receive it. Amen. Well, you may be seated this morning. Boy, the praise and worship good this morning, right? And now, all of you that are watching online, watching on the Victor Channel today, hallelujah. You know, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Saturday has always been healing day. Oh, I'm glad you're here this morning. Now, there's no time nor distance in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. You remember the nobleman's son? Yeah. There was something like 25 miles there. He kept wanting Jesus to come, go, please, come, go, heal my son. Now, think about it. Had Jesus gone with him, he would have died before they got there. They're walking.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
So what did Jesus do? He spoke the word.
Amen.
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 You remember when Cornelius's servant, the centurion of that area, Cornelius, we found that out in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Cornelius sent word to Jesus. Jesus. Some people say, "I just don't know if it's God's will to heal me." Get a Bible. Jesus on the earth was, what? God manifested in the flesh, and He said, "I came to do the will of my Father." Well, He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And like I told you earlier, Gloria and I came into this with no knowledge of the Word. We were scriptural illiterates when we came in. And you've already figured out by now, I'm kind of squirrely in my thinking anyway. And, you know, I said last night that I won't be 85 December the 6th. I will have lived 30,600 days or something like that. Yeah, that's But, I mean, back there then, when people say, I don't know whether it's God's will to heal today or not, 99% of them are thinking about themselves, so it's not God's will to heal me. I'm just the opposite from that. I looked at that. I couldn't see any reason why he shouldn't heal me. He healed everybody else, except those that wouldn't believe it. Now, and we'll put this up on the screen, the 55th chapter of Isaiah. And ta-da. I can tell you what it says. My word goes forth out of my mouth. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. It will not return unto me void. Now, he compared it to the rain and the snow that come and water the earth. There it is. For as the heavens are, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Okay, go ahead. I want to go down through the 11th verse. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not there, the snow and water comes down, it doesn't go back. What does it do? It waters the earth and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Right. Amen.
Now, how does his word return to him? When we pray it.
Right.
These are covenant words. We take his blood-backed words, covenant promises, covenant facts, and we have the answer to the prayer before we ever pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. That Gloria and I learned that from Brother Hagin in the very, very, very early days. Pray the word. Don't mess around with your own head. Pray the word. By his stripes you were healed. Glory to God, I was healed. Now I'm talking about you that are online, that are watching on the Victory Channel and so forth. So that there's no time to distance in the Spirit. So take hold of it. Do what we do. Say what we say. Because the same Spirit of God, the agent of healing, is right there. The same Spirit of God, the agent of healing, right now is in Thailand. Right now in Beijing. Right now in China. Now, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on in China, but whoa, I want to tell you, there's a lot of glorious stuff going on in China, because God saw to it for years and years and years and years. About 8 out of 10 missionaries were going to China and going to China, and that seed is still there and still growing. Gloria and I have been there. We have seen it in operation in some marvelous ways. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. All right. The healer's in the house today. Now, this is an opportunity for you to learn. This is healing school. An opportunity to learn the laws that govern healing and so forth, and how to keep your healing. You mean that you can lose your healing? Well, yeah. I was... back in the days that I was there at Oral Roberts University, and some people came to me, and one very, very precious people now, you have to understand that. And she said, Brother Copeland, we need to pray. I said, okay, about what? But the Lord's taken his hand off of Brother Roberts. What? I said, well, where'd you get that? They said, well, we went to interview some of the people that were miraculously healed. And we went to interview them, and they're not healed anymore. I said, oh, I believe I can help you. Oh, can you, Brother Copeland? I said, did Oral Roberts heal him? No. Well, then, and she began to see, well, yeah, it wasn't his anointing that was lost. They lost it. And the Lord gave me a word for her right at that moment. And it always pays to look inward. And it just came up. The same lack of faith and unbelief that put that dear sister in pain in the first place came back. Well, why? Well, that's easy. She didn't get in the Word and keep that healing and resist the devil when he tried to come back. She just, that symptom came. She said, well, you know, I didn't even have to meet the woman to know what she said. Some form or another, she said, well, I thought I was healed. I guess it wasn't. Well, it had anything to do with Oral Roberts' anointing. It had to do with her lack of knowledge of the Word and how to keep it. Because the devil will do his best to steal it. Now, there's another thing that is telling when someone comes up and says, would you pray for my arthritis? No, I won't. In the first place, you own it. Now, Jesus bore your arthritis. Amen. So that is not my arthritis. That is not my heart attack. That's not my sickness. Amen. That's not my disease. I refuse to own it. I refuse to take it. Glory to God. That belongs to Jesus, and He bore it and took it to hell and back, and I don't need to have it. Amen. Not gonna have it. And I've been attacked ferociously. And had a lot of pain in my life. And you know whose fault it was? Mine. Because I did not obey some instructions that the Lord gave me years and years ago. I was too busy. And He caught up with me. I'll answer the question for you again. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because good people make bad choices. It's simple. The rich young ruler made a very bad choice. He missed the opportunity to become an apostle of the Lamb. Jesus said, and take up the cross and follow me. Huh? Well, that is his fault. Wasn't God. God called him. All right. So, oh, we're going to have a good time today. And, first of all, there are some scriptures. I remember what Keith Moore said, what do you need to be scriptural? Scriptures. Now, and God's words coming from my mouth, I do not say things from this pulpit that I have not already backed up by the Word of God. And the prescription for healing is attend to my words. Attend to them. Put them first place in your life. Put them final authority in your life. Keep them. You know, well, let's turn to Proverbs 4. This is the prescription for healing. The 20th verse, my son, attend to my words. Incline. Yes. Incline your ear to my sayings. I want to hear what he says about it before I want to hear what anybody else says. Thank God for good doctors. Man, I love them. Amen. All for them. They're God's agents fighting the same sickness and disease that Jesus bore. Amen. But, and thank, you know, praise God for them. But I am inclined to listen to God's word. I want to hear what he says about it. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them, not let my sayings depart from your eyes. Go to this book. Look at them. I was in a situation in Shreveport years ago in the church that Jerry Seville and Carolyn Seville came up in. And man, I had a situation that I went in there Sunday night. We started the meeting on Monday, and I had a tightening that started in my groin area, and it just kind of tightened up in there. And I didn't pay any attention to it that night, and the next morning I got up, and I seemed like I was doing all right, doing pretty good, but when I stepped out on the platform, glory, just before I walked out there, it hit me. Now I walk out on the platform, the anointing would come, and I was fine. I walked off that platform and screamed before I could get my hand over my mouth. Well, this happened there then every day after that. And I just fell over the bed. I said, Lord, what is this? And this is where you've heard me say this before. This is where I learned it. What's going on here? He said, you've been quoting all your scriptures. Now, I never have just set out to memorize scriptures. Well, I did, you know, in several places. But they're inside of me. And I've preached them so much, and they just start flowing out of my spirit. He said, now that's good, but, and this is his words, the memory of a potato never nourished anybody. You have to get it in the system. And he said, and he took me to that scripture right there. Put your eyes on it. Look at it. Put your eyes on it. That's the reason I have healing scriptures. All these tabs have to do with healing scriptures. And you can just flip through just picking those tabs up. Amen. And now, let those words not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. Amen. All right. Now then, let's go. Oh, I love it. To the 103rd Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 103. And those of you that are partners, you know that this is on the bottom of that letter. This is one of the prayers that we pray for our partners. The 103rd Psalm. And I'll just tell you right now, we're going to take our benefits this morning. Yes. Before we do that, let's talk about unbelief. Jesus preached at Nazareth. We talked about that sermon yesterday where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me to do that, to preach, to teach, and heal. But there in Nazareth, he could do no mighty work. Didn't say he wouldn't. Said he couldn't. Could not do any mighty work save he laid his hands on a few sick folks and healed them. No mighty works because of their unbelief. Now, unbelief is as simple as faith. They're sitting there in that place. I don't believe a word of this. How could this happen? I know his mother and daddy. That kid right there fixed my shoes one time. How could he be anointed of God? I just don't believe a word of that. That's unbelief. There's no such thing as non-belief. Everybody in this room is believing something right now. You may be sitting there saying, I believe I itch. you believe it. And nobody thinks in words, in letters,
right.
Written words. You have thoughts. You think in words. And then the printed page takes the thoughts of God and then puts them on paper. Because he put his thoughts. You remember? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your way. Therefore, because of that, my word goes forth out of my mouth.
Amen.
We don't have to be dumb and stupid.
That's right.
We can be, listen, are you listening?
Yes.
We can be as smart as Jesus.
Amen.
Why? We have his thoughts. We have the mind of Christ. You got what? Christ anointed. We have the same anointing available for our minds as Jesus, a man whose thoughts were of his father. By the time he was 12 years old, he was totally, completely involved in the work of his father.
Amen.
Glory to God. And his spirit, which is his mind, is living in you. And because we have his thoughts.
Amen.
We have every thought that Jesus had that's recorded in this book.
Amen.
His thoughts are recorded in red.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Did you get that? His thoughts are recorded in red. That's the reason it's so important what you think. And what you think all the time. Because what you think most of the time, you will become.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. And this year, for the first time on May 26th through 28th, the Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and he will heal everyone who comes to him in faith. Because of your position in God as his child and his joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Bible says that God's word does not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it to do. So when God sent his word to you saying, by his stripes you are healed, you cause his word to take effect in your life by lining up your confession to agree with what he's already said. And as you confess what God has said about your healing, you'll see his word bring life and health to every part of your body. And God's word will do the same thing in any area of your life, including your finances. See, the word he sends to you when he says that he takes great pleasure in your prosperity, that becomes a reality to you when you agree with it. Now, today is offering day on this broadcast, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to sow into the word that you've heard. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Now, when you choose to agree with what God has said in those verses and you continue to read and you find out that God's not mocked and whatever you sow, that you will reap, you put action to that. You come into agreement with it. You get those words coming out of your mouth and you act on what you believe. God's word will come to pass in your life. It'll bring the harvest that he has promised. And I know many people watching right now, you're partners with this ministry. You already know exactly what I'm talking about. You've responded to the word that you've heard through Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And you have responded in a big way in faith and in financial support. And look, as the windows of heaven have been opened above you, and we see testimonies all the time of people that say, look what God's done through the partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we want to thank you today. We thank God for you. Your faithfulness in sowing into this ministry has enabled us to put this uncompromised message of faith on every available voice. And we're sending the good news of God's kingdom through books and magazines and through the outreaches of social media and this Victory Channel and all the meetings and events and downloads, and the list goes on. You're a part of all of it. And this, everything this ministry is doing to spread the good news from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle, you are right in the middle of all of it. So right now, let's pray over our offering together. Father, we thank you today for the giving of the people. We ask you to see it and receive it and open the windows of heaven above them. Pour out a blessing so much there's not room enough to contain it, in Jesus' name. For more information about giving and partnership, visit us online at kcm.org. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.